10:15 a.m. Rona comes in to tell me that Chris Matthews is ready for our scheduled interview. We're both on time, and it's done quickly and efficiently. Chris is the kind of guy I like playing hardball with. 10:45 a.m. We all watch Don Jr. on CNN Finance. He mentions how he's the original apprentice and how his interest in our business and working with me have been a natural progression for him. He comes across as focused and intelligent, which he is, and mentions how much he's enjoyed overseeing the redevelopment of Trump Park Avenue. He's done a great job, I might add. This building is a former Delmonico Hotel, a famed hotel that once hosted Ed Sullivan and the Beatles. It's not only beautiful, but historic as well. 11 a.m. I make and take calls from Scott Butera, John Tutelo of Trump Model Management, and Ashley Cooper of Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. They have positive updates for me, so it's smooth sailing so far. I also take calls from Tony Veneziano, Ray Royce, Jay Neveloff, and Phil Ruffin. These guys all get to the point quickly. It's a pleasure doing business with them. 11:45 a.m. My development team comes in for a meeting, which includes Charlie Reese, Don Jr., Russell Flicker, and Jill Kremer. We spend a few moments congratulating Russell on the birth of his daughter Molly over the weekend. Being a father is a great honor, and I'm happy for him. My team is on target on their projects, and Canoan Island is going to be a piece of paradise in no time. Canoan is off the island of Moustique, and it will be the new definition of the word elite. Canoan Island was brought to my attention by this team, and it will not only rival Bali in beauty and amenities, but it will be much more accessible. We will have an 18-hole championship golf course designed by Jim Fazio and Trump Island Villas, which will consist of luxury villas and estate property set on 1,000 acres of lush, mountainous terrain overlooking the ocean. It will also have a European-style casino, Trump Club Privé. This island will be my first venture in the Caribbean, and we are all excited about it.